and just sitting comfortably with the spine straight. Whenever you're meditating, regardless of the posture, standing, walking, sitting, lying down, you want to have a relatively straight spine. That's probably the only real requirement. What you do with your eyes or your hands or your legs is not so important, as long as you're comfortable and able to be peaceful enough so that your body can become tranquil and your mind can become tranquil. The energy flowing freely up and down the spine, the main channel of energy, is important for meditation. It allows that calm, that tranquility to come more easily. And there's a real connection between the breath, the energy in your body, the spiritual energy, and how that affects your body and your mind. So the Buddha recommended that we begin by establishing mindfulness and having a sense of what that means and what that feels like. That awareness, that ability to observe whatever's arising and ceasing, whatever's happening. Directing our attention to the in-breath and the out-breath. Following each one, each in-breath and each out-breath to its end. So not just tuning in at the beginning, but sticking with it all the way until it finishes. This is how we know whether the in-breath or the out-breath are long or short. Seems odd to have to remind ourselves to stay present for what that second or two or whatever it takes to breathe in. Or breathe out, but we do have to remind ourselves because the mind moves so fast. Being present with our in-breath and out-breath means that we also feel its rhythm. And we feel our body relaxing. Mindfulness is aware of how the body is sitting or lying down or standing or walking. And it's also aware of how tight, tense, or relaxed and tranquil the body is. So we stay present with the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath, and we're also present and sensitive to the whole body. And sometimes it's helpful to bring in an attitude of loving kindness right here with the body. A softness that allows even deeper relaxation, a kind of acceptance. This is the way the body is right now. And that loving acceptance is a much more productive way, a way to happiness and peace, than some kind of tight, demanding approach, forcing the mind and the body to meditate. But just allowing the body. To rest in a kind of prescribed or structured comfort. Straight spine. Attention directed inward. Calming all the processes of the body, the breath, the blood pressure, the heart rate, and while we don't have direct control of some of these processes, we can invite calm, relaxation, peace to the body as a whole. And happiness. So this begins to affect the mind, bringing the mind also into this sort of sense of happiness and peace, letting go of whatever thoughts might have been passing through. Tending to the in-breath and the out-breath. And with that same attitude of love and kindness, inviting the mind to relax, to rest. How much do we allow it to rest? Let go. To let down. And notice any feelings of joy or happiness or contentment. Even if we smile, we may feel something like the chemical result of that. The heart opens. The mind relaxes. And we enjoy the moment, the caring attention to this moment, or mindfulness can observe that things are constantly changing. The breath is changing. The feelings in the body are changing. Thoughts may arise and drift away. We guide this process to deeper and deeper stillness. With no force, no anxiety, no fear, no reluctance, no pressure. Just an invitation. And managing to stay with the breath or return to it, like returning to a still, beautiful pond to drink pure water.